San Francisco, California. This is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, August 24th, I think, and it's 2:48 p.m. This is day 24 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm in Nashville, standing outside. You can hear all the cars. I just interviewed a bunch of podcasters in the lobby that are attending this thing. Not a bunch, a few, but I'm going to play those for you now, and then I'll come back and play a song when these things are done. I'm just going to let these things roll. I talked to a few guys. Hope you enjoy it, friends. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, Michael Butler. It's Julian Gill from the Kiss FAQ Podcast. How you doing?
What's your show called? Kiss FAQ?
Kiss FAQ Podcast and the Electric Ballroom.
You're like one of the original Kiss podcasters, aren't you?
Nah, I was a Johnny Come Lately, copied everyone else.
Oh, really? Are you bullshitting me?
Nah, I didn't want to do podcasting, so I refused until some friends persuaded me that I really had something to say.
Because I listened to your show before. I don't usually listen to music podcasts, but I think I heard your show. Did you from a radio station at one time?
No, nothing to do with radio whatsoever.
And why is the Kiss FAQ podcast different than... First of all, how many Kiss podcasts are there?
There are too many Kiss podcasts.
Really? About how much? What do you think? 200?
There's way too many.
Really? Is this more than 200?
I have no idea if it's hundreds, but it's a lot of big guys out there who think that their shows are the tits and too many competing in the small pool.
How many, or how's your show different than other Kiss podcasts?
We just try to bring members from our message board out there to bring their opinions out in person, put faces behind those opinions, and not be so anonymous.
You do the Kiss FAQ message board?
I do, indeed.
How many members is on that thing?
I think we got 5,500 members.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh.
You think Gene Simmons or Paul ever gets on that thing?
No, they won't touch me with a barge pole.
You don't think they read it?
I'm pretty sure they read it for sure. Yeah, they know what's going on the Kiss FAQ message board. It is the only remaining message board out there dedicated.
They never sent a cease and desist or anything?
I get cease and desist all the time.
Oh, really? For what? What do they say?
Well, Kiss has to protect its intellectual property, and they send out boilerplate language. It's just a matter of protecting their business interests. You get them from Ace Frehley for, this and that. It's just part of the business, and it's, not necessarily pointed directly at you. It's just what they got to do.
You just you just ignore them when you get them?
No, I communicate back and just make sure that everyone's on the same page about what our responsibilities are as a message board.
So let's say I'm Peter Chris. I have the Peter Chris. Hi, I'm sending you a cease and desist. This is Peter Chris's law offices. I would like you to stop saying his name. And then what do you say?
We're not going to stop saying anyone's name.
That's, you say, fuck you, Peter Chris?
No, I would never say that to Peter
would.
Chris, but, I love Peter. But, you come to some amicable, conversation about where our responsibilities lie and what they have control over.
Doesn't that make it not fun to have to deal with bullshit like that?
The business always gets in the way of fun, but you got to also respect the law.
What, you guys make money on the Kiss FAQ message board?
It has advertising revenue, so it's seen as a business. It's seen as a target by those who want to gather up all the money.
So you get a lot of traffic then?
We get enough traffic to make it worthwhile doing.
Oh, nice. You're from the Bay Area?
San Francisco.
You saw me at the Ace Frehley show, didn't you?
I stood right behind you and your gal pal, and I was a little bit otherwise occupied too, so I didn't say hi.
What gal pal?
Well, it looked like a person.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm sure she was next to me. She couldn't have been all that great. So how'd you like Ace Frehley?
Ace rocked the house. I was there to see Richie Scarlett and always get entertained by him. The band was tight. Chris Wise was a monster.
Which one's Chris Wise? Is that the drummer?
That's the bassist.
Yeah, he played a bass solo. I left her on the bass solo.
I had a bathroom break, I'll admit, the second night.
Did they do a drum solo too?
I don't think so, but what's his name? Scotty Coogan on the drums.
Oh, that's Scotty Coogan?
Yeah, did sing Love Gun.
He sang Love Gun, that's right. And I like when Ace goes, "How y'all doing, people?" He did the Paul Stanley impersonation.
He tried to do
it. It was great. That was the best part of the show.
Ace is entertaining. He's good fun. He's looking good, playing well. Yeah. He's healthy, and his band rocked it.
I wish he would have taken the sunglasses off, though.
Well, yeah, but...
You ever see him without sunglasses on?
I've seen him without sunglasses on.
I don't know why they wear sunglasses inside.
Well, maybe all the flashes get a bit annoying after a while.
So how can we find more about the KISS FAQ?
Just head on over to the KISSFAQ.com. We've got everything linked from the main page, whether it's the podcast, whether it's the message board. Come and argue.
Who are you interviewing here at the Rock and Pod Expo?
I got Toby Wright lined up. We're going to talk about Crazy Nights.
Well, he produced Crazy Nights.
He was assistant to Ron Nevison on that album, and of course did Carnival
Souls.
Ron
Nevison did Crazy Nights. Yeah. Nice.
So we'll talk about both those albums. Got Andre LaBelle. We're going to talk about our favorite guitar whiz, Vinnie Vincent. And then we got Joe X Dube and Brendan Hawkins.
I'm interviewing those guys too. I'm doing the Stars panel on stage, the last one of the day.
Nice.
The one where everybody wants to leave.
We've spoken to Brendan before, but Joe doesn't talk much and hasn't.
Oh, really?
In the past,
he's got some great stories.
Those are the stories I want to get. I want to talk 1977 with him.
I'll save it for after mine because I'm trying to get some good. I've actually had dinner with him and Richie Rano.
Nice. Richie's a classy guy. I like him. Great stories as well.
And Michael E. Smith, one of the greatest frontmen of all time. What's your favorite Stars tune?
Oh, God. That's a tough one. Cherry. I'm going to go.
Cherry Baby?
Yeah.
What album's that on?
No idea. I don't know
it's
enough
on
about
the
albums.
Album.
I've only
actually,
just,
Cherry
I've
Baby's
only just
on
started digging into that sort of area. It wasn't. I'm British, so the Stars weren't big out there when I was growing up.
Cherry Baby's on Star on Violation.
I was listening. What was I listening to today? Coliseum Rock.
That's a great album. I'm opening my talk with a song from Coliseum Rock that stopped me from blowing my school up when I was in 12th grade. All right, enough.
What song
of that.
Is that?
It's a Riot.
Nice.
That's the one that comes after Coliseum Rock, the Richie Rano guitar solo.
It's good power pop. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, Coliseum Rock's their hardest rock album, but if you want a great Stars album, my favorite Stars album is Attention Shoppers. That's power pop from top to bottom.
Absolutely. I'll check that out, Michael.
All right. What's your name again, Josh?
Julian. Julian.
What's your last name,
Julian? Gil.
Julian Gill from the KISS FAQ podcast. All right. Thanks, Julian. Nice to see you.
Great weekend, Michael.
All right. You didn't punch me in the nose. All right. You didn't make the fake Twitter, did you?
No.
Okay. I'll believe you. All right. Thanks. Hi.
Thanks,
what's your name?
Hi, Michael. My name is Ken Mills.
Which name of your podcast?
Which one? I have too many. We have one called Pop where we talk about literally anything. And we have a new game show that people should check out. It's called The Fun Size Show. And to sell people on that, it's only about 15 to 25 minutes long and max, because sometimes podcasts get really freaking big, you know, like 2.5 hours long.
Oh, you mean long? They get too long.
It's like you know, you're kind of held hostage. And as much, I mean,
there's
if you're
thing
really
called
in,
a fast forward button, you
there
ever
is
that?
There is, but I look at this as like it's kind of like a snack. It's just the right size, right? It's fun size, like those little candy bars.
Bite size.
Bite size, exactly. But it won't ruin your appetite for your podcast, for example. So you can kind of have it as a snack and then listen
in
to
in between
you.
Listening to my own podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So there you go.
What other podcast do you do?
I do one that you're on every once in a while called Cheap Talk. It's all about
Cheap you're the
truth.
Guys who fired me.
No, you're not fired. You are welcome back.
Oh, I'm
anytime.
Just on hiatus.
Well, seriously, you come up with a concept, we'll do it. Let's just do it. Anything you want to do.
I think I came up with a concept. We were going to review the Rockford album.
Oh, and BJ screwed everything up. I'm blaming him now.
No, I'm just bullshitting. I don't care.
BJ Crap!
Fucking asshole.
No, we love you, Brian. Which, by the way, he's Brian Cramp now.
Oh, he changed his name?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, like when Prince went to, like, the symbol.
Is he trying to be more sophisticated?
I think
or
he is.
He had problems getting advertisers because his name BJ?
It could be. And, you know, last year he was wearing those Charlie
Brown
shorts.
He got cramps from BJ's. Yeah,
that could be. You said that. I got to work
get
with the
it,
guy.
No.
But,
I never thought of that before.
But see, here's the thing. You want to talk about Rockford or anything, just do it and we'll put it up. We'll do it with you.
Let's see.
Because here's the thing. People that love Cheap Trick, they're going to listen to us talk about Cheap Trick because they love Cheap Trick. So,
all right. Well, I'll think of something good.
You know, people act like, yeah, but you guys already did Dream Police, but not with you.
Yeah. I would like to do, did you guys already do The Doctor?
You did The Doctor already.
We actually recorded that the other day, but that doesn't mean we can't do Michael Butler's The Doctor.
Oh, you just recorded The Doctor the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, was Robert Lawson on that one, too?
No. By the way, does that guy sound like Rick Nielsen or what when
he
talks?
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I like that guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I loved your episode with Robert Lawson.
Yeah, I had him on again when we talked about the Nazareth book.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. I'm not a huge Nazareth guy.
Yeah,
I am a huge guy, but not, you know.
Yeah, you look like you lost a couple pounds since last year.
I actually lost almost 50 pounds since last year.
Didn't you almost die last year?
Yes, in January 30th. I had this really bad fever from from cellulitis, and I was like in a daze for 2 days. I didn't know who I was or anything, and I was going to the bathroom, took a header, bang, onto the concrete floor.
Shit. They had to lift you onto the car and bring you to the emergency room?
Oh, it was beautiful. That's completely new. Just imagine five firemen like lifting
the
kettlebells.
Oh, they had to call the fire department.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They probably looked at you and said, holy shit.
Well, they'd never seen a man.
So how many people did it take? How much do you... You're not that big.
Oh, I'm huge. I'm a monster. The weird thing about overweight people is this.
And you're a podcaster?
I'm a podcaster.
I didn't know there were any large podcasts.
Oh, there's a lot of overweight podcasts.
Are there really?
But see, you know, a lot of it comes down to personal responsibility like anything, right? On the other hand, you don't see like lettuce. Buy lettuce. Lettuce is great.
Now
hey,
that's
kids.
What you eat, all lettuce now?
No. I'm actually doing a keto low-carb kind of a thing. Like
so
cutting
no
out breads, no french fries. I had a french fry today, but I'm in Nashville.
What did you have for lunch?
A meatloaf. And
a whole meatloaf?
No. No, the singer. I consumed...
Oh, yeah, meatloaf.
I killed the singer. And it was like in Rocky Horror Picture, meatloaf again. Remember, he was anyway. Yeah. No, but we had a meatloaf with broccoli and cheese. Because you can eat cheese, you can eat all sorts of stuff. This is really, people are either going to be really fascinated by this.
Weren't you a big fan of Dr. Pepper or something like that?
I love Diet Dr. Pepper.
Are you still drinking that?
Yes.
Fuck that. You ain't gonna give up the Dr. Pepper. They can kiss your ass.
No, I like it. But here's the thing. You can't give up everything in life. You know what I mean? I can tell you that my skin is better. I'm down almost 50 pounds for doing nothing more.
50 pounds is good.
50 pounds is great. You really don't know the difference until you all of a sudden you can do more than you could, right?
How soon after you went to the hospital did you go to church?
I don't go to church anymore. I went to a wedding at a church.
No, you didn't find God after you almost died. Did you almost die?
Yeah, I did, honestly. And it's not the first time.
God, forgive Ken Mills.
Yeah.
He does not worship.
Well, no, the thing is people say, well, I found Jesus. No, it's like God found you. You know what I mean? Whatever God is to you, whatever.
You have God in your heart. You're a good guy anyway. So.
I would like to think so, but you know.
You never said a bad thing about anybody in your life, have you?
That's not true.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was here last year. Right. Everybody piled on. You think I'm going to get my ass beat at this thing?
Well, no, because I'll protect you.
Thank you so much. Ken Mills is going to be my bodyguard.
That's right. You just might have to sit on my lap, baby, but I'll protect you. No, last year was a blast. And one of the great things about Rockin' Pod is we're seeing like a culture built around it, right? And one of the things about that culture... was the table gate. And it was, you know,
some guy took three tables
and that guy was
three.
Ken Mills.
Oh,
but I can't help
you?
It I have four podcasts. I need
one
the tables.
For each table.
And I remember
Butler.
Yeah, there was a fake Michael Butler account on Twitter.
You made it.
No, I did not, but it was funny as hell. I'm sorry, I love you.
The idea was funny, but there was no funny content on it,
dude. There was a special by the Monkees called 33 and a Third, and it had like Little Richard and Fats Domino and Jerry Lee Lewis, and there were pianos stacked on top of one another. Someone made a graphic of me sitting on three tables stacked on top of another with me sitting on the top.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, yeah, and it was like, how you like me now, Michael Butler, and
there
I thought... I'm like, I don't want him thinking I'm doing this, but it's just part of the culture.
No, I would have laughed if I found anything on it that was funny, but I didn't.
Oh, well, the fact that it was you and me, that made it funny.
The fact that, I guess I was probably maybe an asshole, but the fact that everybody got so bent out of shape. It was pretty
well. Here's the thing. It's like it was the most beautiful experience last year, and you
except for that one son of a bitch.
But see, I live pretty much. I'm a hermit. You know what I'm saying? I live by my. I don't go out. The sun is out there, and it scares me. Like I said, I don't go to church, but I don't leave the house very often. I work from home. And it's a sedentary lifestyle, which going back to the health thing. So, like, changing up my diet's been great. I really recommend that people get off carbs because it not only makes your body better, but it clears your mind.
You should start a
carb con.
No, you no should carbs. Start a podcast about living a healthy lifestyle.
There's a million people out there doing that 10 times better than
as opposed
ever could.
To. The few, very few Kiss podcasts.
Well, yeah, and we were the first real Kiss podcast.
Oh, you do a Kiss podcast too, the Kiss Room.
No, well, the Kiss Room is part of the podcast. The Kiss Room.
Oh, podcast. Yeah.
We do. I kind of look at myself as my own network, right? So we've got one show about Kiss. It's called the Podcast, and Matt Porter, who is another great guy, disc jockey. Wonderful guy. He does a show on the podcast feed called The Kiss Room, and it's live. There's how many podcasts are live and broadcast on radio, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool. I mean, yeah, you can do
I've
that.
Heard that. I've heard that show before. Yeah. I try not to listen to music podcasts, but I think I heard that one.
Yeah, now why don't you listen to music podcasts? Because you're in the business? And
no, because I don't want to accidentally rip anybody off. I want to try to do as an original show as I can.
I understand that, but I would like to think that it's not about ripping someone off, but about the love that we all share for something. That's really how I look at it. And we also do a monkeys podcast, by the way, called Zilch.
I feel like I would accidentally steal somebody's ideas.
Well,
which I probably do anyway, but at least I can say, well, I don't listen to other music podcasts, so I haven't stolen anybody's idea.
Right, but pretty much there's nothing new under the sun. You mentioned the Bible and the good book and Jesus and God and all that stuff. Not saying we're better than Christ as a person or God as a thing, but
that was supposed to be one of the guys in the Beatles?
Yeah, sadly, I'm sorry. Bad Imitations by Ken Mills. But it says in the Bible that there's literally nothing new under the sun, right? You know, everybody thinks that they're on to some new trip. We're just doing the same thing. Just imagine two people sitting around like Agent Grease talking about like, hey, I got this thing called parchment. I'm a parchment provider. I like write stuff on parchment.
Okay. All right.
So you
yeah,
were...
I hear you, but I just don't want to listen to other music podcasts. But thank you. All right, Ken Mills.
But I know you've listened to some of mine, and I thank you for that. And actually, how you and I met.
Kiss me now or what?
I will kiss you. I will kiss you right here on your beautiful, sensuous lips.
All right.
With those Buddy Holly sunglasses on, that beautiful, luxurious hair. Right. But I'm really into chicks, dude. But other than that, so what are you looking to hope to get out of Nashville this weekend? I know you're going to interview some people from Stars. And
I'm doing the Stars thing on stage. I'm interviewing them off the stage. I got a couple of people who did donations are going to come on to the show. I'm interviewing a few more artists. I'm looking forward to just hanging out in Nashville with
people like
fellow
me.
Podcasters.
People like me. Well, not me so much, but
no, especially you.
Oh, well, there you go.
Except for
you
that VJ crew.
No, Brian's great, and we love you. And you know, I'll say this.
But if you call him Brian, if you call him BJ, does he get mad?
No, not at all. It's just like I think it's that people couldn't find him as well. First of all, I think when he got online, he like was a smart ass and made BJ Kahuna. And for like, I'm working with the guy for 2 years, and I'm like, what the fuck is your actual name? You know what I mean? Oh, it's Brian. Bullshit. What is your real name? It's Brian Cramp. Cramp is no anyone's last name. He says, no, really, Cramp is my last name. I'm like, well, what the... So I thought it was like a, you know, like he was a member of the Cramps or something. Like everybody in the band is the Ramones. Like you got to be Paul Ramone and all that. But I see that I'm making you nervous.
My arm's getting tired. Hold
well, here, I'll hold the damn thing.
So how can we find out? How can we reach you on the podcast?
Just do a search for Ken Mills or the Podfather or Zilch, a Monkeys podcast, the Podkist. Do a search for Fun Size Show. If you're looking for the Pop Show, do a search for Pop Staff because that'll be there. But I want to say something to you before we go. And I mean this in all sincerity. I love you. And if I've got a table, I'm going to share it with you.
Well, I'm going to get there early and make sure I have my table. So
you're
don't worry.
Lay
about
on.
See,
you also, should go over there tonight and sleep on one.
I'm thinking.
And when they try, and then then you fall asleep. And remember the movie Meatballs.
Sign on my table.
You remember the movie Meatballs?
Yes.
Like you should go over there and sleep, and the other podcasters will pick you up and carry you out in the parking lot, and you'll be like that guy where they took his boat and his bed and put it out in the middle of the water. But seriously, the one thing I want to say, you and I are old dogs at this, right? You're actually older than me. Right. When did you start podcasting?
2004.
So it's how long ago is that? I can't think.
I'm celebrating my 14-year anniversary this month.
Yeah, and we're headed into 13, so how the hell did this happen?
So the Kiss Room was the first one?
No, the podcast was the first one. And I enjoyed doing the podcast for a long time, and I still enjoy it. But after like 8 years, I'm like, if I got to talk about Kiss one more time, my head's going to explode. So I started Cheap Talk, which is the Cheap Trick Show. And you and I became fellow stalwart, podcasters and all that. And then I made a joke on a Kiss message board that I'm going to start a Monkees podcast. And all these Kiss fans were like, yes, do it. Fucking do it, And I'm like, are you guys serious? But then it makes sense, right? Because the Monkees were like the 60s Kiss, right?
Okay, sure.
Because think about it. The Monkees were hated in the 60s by a lot of people in the establishment because, they don't play their own instruments. It's a gimmick. Kiss was the same exact thing. And you could collect all four. Collect them all. Kiss. You know what I mean? So it's basically people that like the Monkees probably dig Kiss on some level too. It's just good pop music, right? And the Kiss is like, I've always said about Kiss that they're a pop band playing rock and roll with the trappings of heavy metal. I mean, they basically created that whole Swedish metal death look in some ways, right?
Right.
The ridiculous makeup. But every generation has that band, and Kiss was that band for the 70s, and the Monkees were that band for the 60s. What do you think of the Monkees?
I have no problem with the Monkees. I have catchy tunes.
Some great shit. Seriously. It's like, I have no problem putting Headquarters on their album right alongside like Sgt. Pepper and Revolver. It's a great
I'm not so much
pop.
A Beatles fan. I probably like the Monkees better than
you?
The Beatles.
Why?
Eh.
The Monkees planted the tree, man. I'm no, hold on. The Beatles planted the tree.
You. All right, Ken Mills.
I know you don't edit that much, but I
no. I'm actually it. No. You I'm don't. Actually stitching every podcast I interview today's show into one. So
well, this is probably going to be the most entertaining, and I'm going to say sexiest part of this episode is probably you and me right now.
I would say.
I think
so.
The sexual chemistry is palpable.
There you go. All right.
Hot.
Ken Mills.
You want to make out?
Eh. Maybe you can
maybe
suck my
later.
Dick.
Well, no, that's not going to happen. See, that's the thing. I'm like, I'll talk. I'll flirt, but nah.
All right, Ken Mills.
I like
love
girls.
You, brother.
I love you too, man. Seriously.
All right.
We're hugging
hug
one
here.
Another.
All right. He's got his hand going down my pants now. All
wonderful
right.
Heterosexual groping right. Going on right. Here in Nashville.
Right, Mills,
we wish
you
were here. I love you too, brother.
All right. What's this girl's name? Ken, come over here. We won't take as long as Ken Mills
Nobody
took.
Can take that long.
Wait a second. That was great content.
That was great. All right, Ken. I'll see you in a minute. I'll see you in a minute, friend.
It's been a good trip for you then, hasn't it?
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, Michael Butler. I'm Christine Wolf.
Hi, Christine. Are you the one who handled all the rooms for this place?
I am. I was the hotel coordinator for the second year for Rockin' Pod. Yes.
Well, thank you for putting me up. This is a nice hotel.
You're welcome. Glad you're here.
What else do you do for the Rockin' Pod?
Well, for the Rockin' Pod.
Are you Chris's wife?
No. I'm Ken's partner and co-host on Zilch, a Monkees podcast.
Right.
I'm also one of the co-hosts with him on Pop, a pop culture podcast. Occasional guest on Podkissed, and the wonderful Matt Porter and the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room House Band actually created and recorded a song in honor of me, Christine the Button Queen.
Oh, you're the one who makes the buttons.
I'm the one who gets the buttons for everybody.
Oh, nice.
That's
thank you for the buttons last year.
You're welcome.
I gave them all away at my table.
Excellent. You had a table.
Well, they finally found me one. It was right next to the stage. But,
That's a good spot. You come and sit with me this year.
Okay, well, I have my own table this year. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to be the first one in the venue.
That's a smart move.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was trying to play Rockstar last year and show up 5 minutes before, and it didn't work out so good for me.
Womp womp.
Yeah. That's what happens, kids. Don't try to be bigger than you think you are.
That's right.
Anything else? What else do you do for the Rockin' Pod?
Oh, I just help out with...
It must have been a pain in the ass putting these rooms together.
It's a little bit like herding cats, but I'm used to it. I work with Ken a lot, so...
Well, thank you for handling my room. I really appreciate it.
You're
beautiful
welcome.
Room.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it here, and happy to always hear that we've got a good place picked out. No, I just help out Chris and Zach with anything he might need. We helped with some media push this year.
You guys worked your ass off this year.
Well, he worked his ass off, yeah. I just stepped in and did whatever I could, wherever I could.
Well, I hope it's a success. I hope
a lot of
people come through the door. Are you going to the pre-party tomorrow?
I'm going to be through there for everything. You bet. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to sit there? Well, I'm a huge Angel fan, so I'll be there.
Excellent.
And I love that Greg Mangus guy.
Yeah.
Not Tora Tora, I don't know anything about. But.
No, that's a new one for me, too. But it's going to be a great show and a great party. So,
yes,
and
I'm looking forward to it. I hope I can stay awake. But
Wow.
What time does it start?
Ooh, I think doors open at 6 and the bands start at 7.
Oh, really?
I think
Shit.
So, yes.
What about Bowie?
I'm a huge Bowie fan.
Uh-huh.
So.
What's your favorite David Bowie album?
Oh, God. You can't ask that. That's like saying, who's my favorite kid? Probably Diamond Dogs.
You're right, because that's my favorite, too.
Well,
most people will say Ziggy Stardust, but Diamond Dogs is actually my favorite. What's your favorite song on that album?
Oh, God.
Rock and Roll With Me.
Oh, God. I'm blanking.
Are you trying to say you don't know any songs?
Yeah.
All right.
Rock and Roll Suicide, but that's Ziggy, isn't
that's
it?
That's on Ziggy.
Yeah, Star, yeah. So. No, I'm blanking now. Yeah.
My first with me, Diamond Dogs, then Station to Station. I saw him on the Station to Station tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
With Earl Slick on guitar.
That would have been a great show. No, the first time I saw him was on it for the Sirius Moonlight tour. But so I'm a latecomer to the, I'm a latecomer to the being able to see the shows. But you know, I was turned on to Bowie when I was probably 8 or 9 by my much cooler and older big brother.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, huge fan.
All right. Well, thank you for doing this thing. I really appreciate it.
I hope that this is going to be a great show. I know you're getting a lot of good content. If you can trim out some of Ken's, it might make room for somebody else to speak.
Yeah, people confess.
Okay. There you go. All right, good to see you again,
you
Michael.
Too. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hi there. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Andy Shaw.
Andy Shaw?
Yes, sir.
Are you a podcaster? Do you have a podcast?
I am not a podcaster, but I am an avid listener of podcasts.
Did you come to the Rockin' Pod thing just to meet up with some podcasts or to meet your favorite podcast?
I did. I'm here to meet the legendary Ken Mills and Christine the Button Queen,
uh-huh.
and then John Lamoureux from the Hustle Podcast.
Uh-huh. I met that guy last year. He was a nice guy. He's coming back, huh?
Yeah, he is here. He's in town.
Oh, good.
The Pods and Sods guys, the Great Album Podcast.
You listen to all those?
The majority of the episodes, as much free time as I can in the dog walking or at the gym.
Have you ever listened to the Rock and Roll Geek Show?
Not yet, but I have found...
You don't want to listen. It's not for you. It's not for everybody.
No, I just heard about it listening to these previous interviews, so I'm going to add you to my list and check some shows out.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to, just because I got a microphone from your face. What's your name again?
Andy Shaw, and I'm from Minneapolis.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
Home of The Replacements, Husker Du, and Soul Asylum.
Very good, and don't forget Bob Dylan. And,
well, I didn't know he was from Minneapolis. Yeah.
Well, Hibbing, Minnesota, which is the northern part of Minnesota, but then he was down at the University of Minnesota going to school when he started doing all of his guitar playing in the coffee shops and stuff, and... early 60s.
Are you a Replacements fan?
I am a Replacements fan, not diehard, but they have some good stuff, and Paul Westerberg's solo stuff I love.
Yeah, he's a genius.
Oh, yeah. All those guys. Unfortunately, I'm in my early 40s, so they kind of had broken up by the time I was just getting in to go into concerts.
I saw them on the Tim Tour, their second.
Oh, nice.
Their first major label album.
Sure, yeah. Sure, sure.
All right, well, I hope you enjoy yourself at the Rockin' Pod Expo.
Great. And
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be at that table. We're going to have free Tecates flowing all day.
Okay. Right. Sounds good to me,
Michael. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure. Nice to meet you, sir.
Hi, what's your name?
Joe Polo.
Hey, Joe Polo. What's your podcast called?
Podcast Rock City.
Podcast Rock City. Is it a KISS podcast?
It is a KISS podcast.
How is yours different than other KISS podcasts? It's not different.
You know, we talk. It's really strange.
Just KISS fans. Just shooting the shit about KISS.
Yeah, it's basically like three guys sitting around like you would talk about football on Sunday.
You guys all in the same room?
No, we're separated. We're Skype. Yeah, I'm in Atlanta. Jody is in St. Louis, and Sonny, it depends, L.A. or he lives in a few different places.
Are you on? Do you do video?
We don't do video.
Okay, no. So it's not three screens on Skype.
No, nothing like
good,
that.
Good. Good. I don't really like those too much.
It's hard for me to.
So what's the last episode about?
Actually, the last
about
episode
about KISS, but what you guys?
It wasn't. It was about the Rockin' Pod. Because we don't get to see each other that often, we wanted to, you know, we make a big deal about it when we do. So, you know,
so the three of you are meeting up finally?
No, we've met a few times now. The Rockin' Pod, the first Rockin' Pod was the first time we all met, though, and we'd been doing the show for 5 years before that, or 4 years.
Uh huh. Okay.
So it was like running into brothers.
How often is your show?
Every week, every Monday.
So you do it like clockwork.
Yes, sir.
That's good. That's important.
It is.
I wish I did that. I've actually been doing a show a day for the past month of August.
Oh,
for
that's
a challenge.
Awesome.
But
you could do it.
I'm almost done. So.
Yeah, we're close.
All right, what's the name of the show again?
Podcast Rock City.
PodcastRockCity.com?
Yes, that's right.
It wasn't taken. What's your name again?
Joe Polo.
What's the other host's name?
Oh, we have Jody Havnot and we have Sonny Pooney.
Jody Havnot?
Uh-huh.
Is that his real last name?
It is.
Havnot?
Havnot,
his
yes.
His real last name is Havnot.
Yes.
And the other guy's real last name is Pooney.
Yes.
What's your last name?
Polo.
Polo, Pooney, and Havnot.
Yep.
All right, well, there you go.
That's
going to
be the next t-shirt. Now that you...
Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. And Poli, Pooney, and Havnot.
That'll work.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What is Poli?
Polo.
Polo. Okay. All right. I'll see you at the...
absolutely. Thing. Thank you.
Well, hold on. I'm going to get a picture with
you. Hi, Chris Sinzak. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Man who put this thing together. Worked your ass off this year.
I absolutely did.
Harder than last year?
Actually, easier. It's bigger and busier, but I actually at least knew what to prepare for this time.
Yeah. Any assholes this year as opposed to last year?
Not yet.
Not yet. Good. Not yet.
The weekend's young, though.
That's right. Yeah. Now you're talking to one, but I'm going to try not to be an asshole.
Nah, man. We smoothed it all over. We're happy to have you back.
So... You do the Decibel Geek podcast.
Yeah.
Going well, huh?
Yeah, doing good.
Where's your partner, Aaron Camaro?
He will be at the pre-party concert tonight. He's finishing his day of work right now.
I'm looking forward to seeing Punky Meadows and Frank Camino.
Yeah, they're sound checking right now.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Big guarantee for those guys?
I can't talk numbers, but actually pretty reasonable.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they play a lot of Angel tunes. I'm looking forward
to
it.
Yeah, it's going to be a heavy Angel set.
Are you an Angel fan?
Yeah.
Are you saw their set list?
No, I haven't seen this one. I don't know what exactly.
I know Punky likes to play the pop stuff, so hopefully he'll play a lot of Sinful songs.
Yeah, that's my favorite album of theirs.
Mine too.
I want to hear Wild and Hot.
Me too. I burnt that cassette out in my car.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid, 1978 or 79.
Yeah, the stuff that's lighter on the keyboards is what I like better.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And ironically, the one that was written by Greg Jaffee, Bad Time, has not as many keyboards, I don't think.
Right.
That's a great album.
Yeah,
my
it
favorite
is.
Angel album.
Yeah, I'm happy to have them in town. They seem happy to be here, so hopefully we have a really awesome show tonight.
I knew nothing about Tora Tora.
Oh, you're going to love them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really good. Really good blues rock band from the late 80s, early 90s.
And Greg Mangus is great.
Yeah.
He's a great singer.
Yeah, Greg's going to have an awesome set. And
all covers?
Yeah, all covers. Good. There's going to be people that, like, real industry musicians playing with him tonight. And as long as we work out the timing, Doobie from Stars is going to get up on stage with them.
Oh, very. They can play a Stars tune,
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. You want to know what song it is?
Let me guess. Outfit?
No. Cherry Baby.
Oh, no, that's the hit. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. That'd be fun. Joe Doobie's got great rock stories.
Oh,
I had
dinner
with that guy once and just like listening to it. Well, actually, the very first gig that my band, the Butlers, ever played, we opened for Stars.
Oh, really?
And went back to the hotel room and Richie and Joe Doobie told stories like old baseball players.
Oh, nice.
Great.
That's
cool. Looking forward to doing that.
Brendan's a good guy too. I enjoyed hearing a lot of his stories. I took him to lunch a few months ago, and we had a great time.
Did they both live out here?
No, Brendan lives here, and
Doobie lives in New York.
I think New York or New Jersey. I think. Yeah, but yeah, we're flying him in for this, and yeah, it's great to have both of them here.
Looking forward to it. Thanks again for putting this thing on.
Oh, no problem. Happy to do it, man. Let's have a good time this weekend. Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
We'll drink some beers.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Chris.
Thanks, Mike.
How can we find Decibel Geek?
DecibelGeek.com and, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, all those places.
All right.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that. Since I recorded those little interviews with podcasters, I went to pick up Michael Street with my stepdad, John, and went to Broadway Street, which is like the tourist area of Nashville, and we each took turns buying rounds. So on empty stomachs, we're all kind of buzzed now. So I'm going to let Michael Street, friend of the show, say goodbye and introduce the song. Michael Street, the song we're going to play is, just say goodbye to the friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show. How you doing, Michael Street?
Doing great, and there's another few hours of debauchery left in this evening, so if anybody has the Nashville jail on speed dial, please email Michael Butler.
We went to these, like, really, it seemed like spring break at these places we were at, and Michael Street seemed to be interested in a few of these girls. What did you think of these chicks, Michael Street?
I like the younger ones. You seem to be more interested in the older ones.
For the record, I'm not interested in any of them, in case my wife or anybody may be listening.
Okay.
Say goodbye, Michael Street.
Goodbye. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. We're going to have the Rock and Roll Geek dinner now at Edley's Barbecue. And then we're going to go to the show at the Mercy Lounge with Frank Domino and Punky Meadows from Angel and Tora Tora, who I know nothing about, and then Greg Mangus, All Stars. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. You know how to reach me. All right. Goodbye. Oh, I forgot. I got to play a song. Fuck. All right. Here's Cherry Baby from Stars.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.